So, good fuck everybody. So we're holding now in Perek Zion, and he's speaking over here about the inyan of why wasn't Torah given at the beginning of the Bria and so on. Hashela sheish lishol lomet Torah bichlol bitchila soilam kashabar v'sirah nivroim achas haTorah sirah nivroim. Now, you're telling me that Torah is the sirah nivroim, and this is what the world is about, and this gives a shleimus and all these things. So, okay, why wasn't Torah given immediately? The ein davar shu seida hu b'mikra, v'lekach eloima bazeh kikach mikra kara. And you can't say that this is something that just, that's how it worked out, because you're talking about something which is the core of the tzuras abriya, the seida abriya. So you can't say that it's an oxymoron. You can't say that the Seder Ha'olam is totally a Mikra. So that can't be correct. He just gotten through saying that Torah needs to apply itself to some sort of ummah. The Goyim do not have a receptacle for Torah. Their nefesh and their neshama doesn't need Torah, doesn't accept Torah, doesn't have a makom. So b'meila, you couldn't give Torah. Where are you going to give Torah to? Torah is an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kaiser. It's not just kind of a written code that it leaves laying around until somebody comes and picks it up. So because Klal Yisrael is otherwise a muchan, v'im kein husar ha-shayla lom alitna Torah b'tchilas ha-ilam kashdein la'am Yisrael. So if there was no Klal Yisrael, and in the beginning of the world, there couldn't be any Nesinas HaTorah because there's nobody to give it to. Okay, now, so what we did was we effectively kicked the question upstairs, so to speak. Okay, so why didn't Klal Yisrael come into this world? So the Klal Gadol is in the Maral is saying, this is something that is innate to the system in the Bria, meaning as follows. We have process and result. You can't have the result come before the process by definition. You can't say that the Tachlis preceded what was there. So therefore, Klal Yisrael's role in the Bria is it's the tachlis. Let's give an example. A grown-up is the result of the programmed growing of a child. You can't say that the child should come, that the adult should be born immediately, because that's not, you know, by definition, the adult is the finished product of childhood developing. So Klal Yisrael is a finished version of humanity in its aptitude for Torah and so on. And therefore, it has to come at the end, not at the beginning. There's a klal, and we'll refer to it in different places, and it's a very common, called Soif Maisa Machshava Tchila, and it works like this. Whenever you have a tachlis, the tachlis is manifest only at the end of the process, and it is latent in the beginning of the process. Let's take a simple example. You have you have genes. Now, the genes precede the process because genes are the rutzen. They're a description of what the desired result is. The desired result must come at the end, or else there's no process. So you have the tachlis is both at the beginning and at the end. At the beginning, as a desired result, it lives in the world of machshava, in the world of tachlis as a machshava, and it then becomes out and realizes itself at the end of the process by definition, because when it is realized, that is the end of the process. And that's kemat a tautology. You know, the desired result is the end of the process by definition. So b'meila, Klal Yisrael needs to develop out. V'dovaz en ispa'el l'mayla kein ro'el Yisrael rak ha'briya b'soif, acha kol ha'umas. V'dovaz en nimshach al teva ha'briya. Ka'odom shu mufcha min ha'nachtoinim u'b'shvil ha'kol nivro, hu nivro ba'achroina. V'loi timtza shum uma v'olam she'nivros acha Yisrael. There is no in the world that is created after Klal Yisrael. Or kulam koydim lahem. Shaf Edom v'Yishmol v'chein Amoyin u'Moyav hayu umas gedolim kodem shayu l'Yisrael la'am. Ke'ilu teva b'riya chayiv davazeh. It's also, you know, ve'ilu shmeis amlochim asher molchu la'edoim ada yos melech b'Yisrael. All the nations developed before Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was the late comer for that reason. Ke'adovu shushleimus hakol roi shvayishlam hakol. U'kamoyu odom shushleimus kol ma'isa b'reishis. So you see, Adam himself was definitely the tachlis of Ma'isa Bereishis, and in the Psukim, Adam is described as just coming last. Kach Yisrael hoyishleimus kol ha'olam v'mishlam ha'kol. Kach Yisrael is the refined version of that. V'zeh omram atem kriyim Adam v'ein. He quotes it, Ve'ein makchish Hashem kriyim Adam, and the nusach we have is Ve'einu masa'olam kriyim Adam. I would assume that it was a census or, you know, mipnei census or whatever it is. V'zeh nira b'Yisrael achet she Adam yesh Yisrael b'b'yasam she'im nivru b'achroina im kein heim hoya Adam v'loi makchish Hashem. So the fact Atim Kriyim Adam means we are probably the Adam of Adam because we came last onto the stage. So Lamai said this is the appropriate Seder. The appropriate Seder is that things come out and so on. I would like to make a certain parallel. I want to, I guess, say it carefully. The concept of evolution, where the world that we see seems to have developed from primitive and simple to sophisticated and complex, is be'etzem emes. I mean, it's emes in the Bria, because Baruch Hu first created, you know, water, sun, earth, et cetera, and, you know, and so on. But Lemaisa, the key is obviously two things. First of all, did it happen or was it done? And so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pyramided, so to speak, he built a Bria from which he made a Mochashah Bria, it stands to reason that if one looks around and sees what appears to be the naturalistic world, it will see it that way. It's a result of the fact that the Bria of the world carries these nekudas in the way that he's describing over here. So he says, "Soif soif enka shel lam nivri soif." Avol dova zeu shayla. Acha shetera hi ru'uy al zer Avram. So now he says, let's ask the question. Once Torah is Ruah Zeh Avram, lo nitna Torah Avram atzmoi. So why wasn't Torah given to Avram? Okay, we reached the pinnacle of humanity with Avram. Give him Torah. V'yesim izeh, acha shenitna Avram mitzis mila g'dal sh'yakov, lo nitna Torah v'shtemus. And it's not as if you could say, well, they were not yet right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a down payment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down some mitzvahs. So why couldn't he do everything? ובמדרש מגדול יעקב ושבט ישראל, אמר בעבור, אמר בעזר וחנינה, משל למלך של פרדס סנועה, ונטע כל מיני אילנות, ונכנס אדם לשיחה הושעי משמרי. מי שעמד בניו על פרקון, אמר להם בניי, הפרדס הזה הנעיסי משמרי, ונחת על נכנס בי. עכשיו עטתי משמרי זה, כדי שאני הייתי משמרי. כך אמר גשפוך לישראל, עד שלא ברוסי העולם ברוסי תורה, שנאמר ואייץ לי אומן, מה אומן אומן, שנאמר כשיסה אומן עשה יוניק, means the wet nurse, the person who raises a child. ולא נסעתי לאחד מן האומוס, אל ישראל, כי אם שם את ישראל, הסיני ועוד לכל שישראל מיד ניתן. ואוי ממגד רב יעקב, וכו כל עושה כל גוי, אל למי ליעקב, שבוכל כל אוהב כחום. לא נוסן להם אלא מקצס, נוסן לאדם שש מקצס, לנוח שבע, לאברום שמונה, ליעקב תשע, וצוד נוסן הכל. אמר פסימן בשם חנינה, משה מלך שלפון המשוך אורך, נכנס עבדה נוסן חתיכה, שני ביצה, שליש נוסן ירח, וכן לכל אחד ואחד. נכנס בנוי נוסן כל השוך לפון עמי לב, לאלו נסעת, נסעתי מונה מונה, אבל עד הכל נסעתי בשוסקה, כך ישפוך נוסם רק מיצס, 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 שעון ישראל נוסם כבר תאיר, שנאמר לאוסכן כבר גוין של מיידון. אמר אבלה, זה משל מל שעצ מחום עובר לגרניס אימוי, וישך את בהימה, וימחלק בין כל אחד ואחד כדי שיגיע. בוא בנוי בוא ממה תלסני, אמר לוי ממה שהסכנתי לעצמי. לפיגר ישפוך נוסם אומס אקו מיצס גלומויס, שיוגו בהם, ולהי היבש במין תומה לתאיר. בואי ישראל לפיר של המיצס כל אחס ואחס, אין שמעת הספורה, שני משכנים משיגס פיו, כך נמחו כזאת סור. So this Chazal, in its mysterious way, is telling me two or three distinctions between Yisrael's Tzuras HaMitzvahs and Umas HaOilam. And he is going to, Kedarko, going to explain each and every one of these points. Vi'urai. Ki kemoyish Hashem Yisrach mechuyev ha-metziyas, כך התורה דבריה מחויב ומרחם השם יסברך, אשר סידה וגוזה כך. So he says over here that the Torah is not an ideal way of living. It's not a mission. It's the essence of the Metzias, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzias itself. So too, Torah is a description of the Metzias of the Bria. And that's why he says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Mekuyev HaMetzias and no other Nivra. V'chol HaNivraim Hem Efsharim Mitzad Atzmam. Every other Nivra happens to exist, but needs not exist. K'loi Nivra Kim Sha'asu Lasam. Ava Mitzad Atzmam Efsharim. So every bria is could be, could not be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing that has to be. Torah is not belongs in that category of things. Is this is Metzias? So l'mashal, when we speak of, and this is something behind l'mashal, it's also when we speak of schar v'einish in the world of the Torah mitzvahs. We're not really talking about an optional. It's like saying, it's like when someone tells you, if you pour this on the table, it will disfigure it. I'm not telling you what's appropriate, inappropriate. I'm telling you what the Metzias is. Torah needs to be nitfas as a Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing the essence of the Bria on a moral level, and this is its essence. He called Olul Afshef Shoyim Mitzad Atzmoy, or Mechuy Mitzad Osi Yisbara. Have a Shai Nivram, Akish Hashem, Enim Chuy Mitzad Ilo, Ke Nir Hashem Zilosi. Then he adds one more clause. Klal Yisrael is part of the necessity of having the world being Niskayim with Torah Mitzvahs. Let's talk about this and let's try to, I just want to get his point clear. Imagine I'm going to extinguish a fire. I have a fire truck going to extinguish a fire. So the water on the fire truck is something that is, or the water, whatever chemical they use, that is the Etzem Metzius. It's not an optional, it's not a could be, it is. That is a fire extinguisher. So whatever material they have there, the truck itself is a necessity to bring it to other places. So we have a truck over here, and this is the only way I could possibly get this to the fire, or the hose, let's say the hose. The only way I can get the fluid to the fire is through the hose. Now, there are many other things. There's a radio that helps him know where he should go. There is a siren which drives other cars away. There's a bright red color which makes it noticeable so that everybody goes the other way and gives it room. There are a lot of other things that go on it that help it fulfill its mission. So we have three categories: essence, necessity, and auxiliary. Essence means the thing itself. Necessary means it's not the thing itself, but the thing itself does not exist without it. And auxiliary means it is of great help. And it might even be of critical help, but it's not a necessity. So the same thing here is true also. Torah itself Torah itself is the metzias. It's like the laws of physics, but on a ruchnistic level, which make or break the world. Then there is a second layer, which is Klal Yisrael. Without Klal Yisrael, there's no Torah in the world. So for Torah to function in the world and become its life force, it must have Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is the only people that can do it, that can perform it, that can make it happen. And then finally, we have the Umos HaOlam, who each in his own way contributes to that wealth, if they do. So Klal Yisrael is Mechuyev Min Ha'ila. So this is what he's saying. The Chol and Ibrahim. V'chol ha-nivroim heim efshar mitzad. All other nivroim are not muchach. V'loikach ha-Torah, which is mesuder shen for atzmen, it's muchach. V'chein Yisrael heim mechuyovim mitzad ha-ila ba'atzmo. In other words, in order to realize, in order to have what's needed for the world to stand, Klal Yisrael's necessity. Avashar nivroim ha-Hashem einu mechuyovim mitzad ha-ila. It's not, you can't say they are a necessary aspect of the etzim of the core mission. They're an auxiliary aspect. Came the Rosh Hashanah. Veins that double shemachuyah. Lafikach amash leminiach echad likhleis lesham. Ken shachon zeh. When it says that the king did not allow anybody into the garden, it means they don't belong there. This is talking about the king's core residence. Or core space, let's call it, and therefore not being allowed in means you don't have any business here. You have no shayches there. Ad kibor Yisrael shemuchuyov mitzad Yisbarach, matar shem mitzad ila Yisbarach. So Klal Yisrael is part and parcel of what the king is about. Ki Yisrael nekubanim amakin chsi banan shemakechem, keben eine nivel shemeshes acha, lekach al Yisrael mishpet ha'ol shemuchuyov mitzad ila. So Klal Yisrael's role, so just like when a person, let's say a person is Leleinu dying, and he's worried about who will take care of X or Y or Z. So he says, oh, I can get so-and-so to take care of so-and-so. That's how to take care of something. When a person is thinking of his children inheriting, he's not thinking of, okay, what am I going to do with everything I have? Oh, I have a great idea. My kids will take care of it. My kids are me. This is my hemshech, and this is it's my metzias one step further. So there's a big difference when I'm thinking of I can entrust the care of so-and-so to so-and-so versus I can give over whatever I've created and done to my children. As opposed to malachim, Shluchim Hashem Zulasam. Lakach Rui Atorin Yisrael Befrat Zulasam V'Dav Zemivua. I want to add another little bit of a hezba about the relationship of Malachim to Klal Yisrael, and it fits into. I mean, it's what he's saying, but it's important to. There's always the talk about as Malachim Mochashev, Klal Yisrael Mochashev. Nafshachayim speaks about it, Mahalik Zev Sadu and Ibn Ezra, and so on. The pshat is, let's give a marshal. Imagine a king has a little prince. And Kedarkoi have little princes. I don't say they're spoiled brats, but they need education and development, etc. So he hires a staff to take care of his. So one guy's teaching him math, and one person's teaching him etiquette, and one person's teaching him this, that, the other thing. Who is more chashev, the prince or his teachers? So we're confusing. This is one of those places where we're equivocating. We're using a word that has two meanings, and that's why we end up with all sorts of steers. The word chashev is too big of a word. If you ask me what's the purpose of this, the purpose is the prince, not the teachers. If we ask ourselves who at this stage is more chashev, of course, the teachers. The teachers have what to teach, but the tachlis of their shivas is to bestow on this little prince their chachma and their yidi and so on. So malachim are certainly on a far higher madrega than we are. But the purpose of malachim is not to be, the purpose of the world is not to have malachim. If the only thing in this world would be malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Adam, and the malachim are there for Adam as mishamis, as misharis. He says the Vamer Psimin Moshe Mel Sheshafan Shulchan Aruch the Hulu Biozer Ki Afshos Homus Mixas Mitzvis, but Meshesh Madregus Adam Mixas, or Kifi Madregus Nasan Mixas Mitzvis, Alvisrol Shoya Odom Bakoil, Lebe Mixas, Nasan Akol Kifi Arroyo. For Hoyzer Belaz Lema Shane Royal Makahil Shane Son of Kitchen of Mixas Akoil. So let's finish this and then we'll explain it. On the sake, on the fizer lo yachilu rak be kamus hamitzvus lo beiches hamitzvus rak beiches hamitzvus gam kein achilu kilu makrisha shem losna ma mitzvus rak glumois lehivish ben tumah l'taira v'zei yoyra sheroi lamatoy beviru rachach masech legami v'lachein af losna mitzvus oy mitzvus shelohem lahavdu ben dava l'dava. So he says there are two other mishalim over here in Chazal that give a different perspective a little bit in the difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam as regards this inyan. One is Umas HaOlam were given particular mitzvahs because every nation has a particular knetch of chshivas, and that is how we see it. Klal Yisrael includes all of it. So just like min Adam is superior to min behema achaya, because behema achaya is each min can live in a certain place, not everywhere. Adam can live everywhere in the world, and on yam, and on yabasha, and in snow, and in heat, and everything, because that's the klal Yisrael of Adam. Umas HaOlam, each one has a chelik of Ruchni that especially fits him, but doesn't have the entire picture. That's one. The second pshat, where he says, gave the mitzvahs glumos, means that Zayin mitzvahs mei Noach, there are many shittas, they include many, many more mitzvahs. Some people have written actually books on it and tried to flesh out that there's 70 mitzvahs because they're calling those mitzvahs and so on. But the point is, those mitzvahs were not given to them sharply defined. They were given a lot more as a klaliyistik inyan, the inyan of dinin. In other words, it's not a specific question, but to arrange for fair play in mamonis. it's a general sense of things without the ability to understand the parameters of each particular mitzvah. So they have like a general sense of goodness and so on. They don't have the particular inyanim. Avisol nasla mitas akshem bevirav esenirus because of magid of Yaakov v'Yisrael. Pirush magid kolvra of the Yaakov, chukov mishpatav bibira gom v'Yisrael. Loschin chol goy shaligidam atrei b'shleimus. Ki mitzvus u'mishpatim ha'idom hein bevira davar mashetziv v'Yisrael. So they don't have the chachmadika understanding of all the details of the mitzvah and so on. Like, for instance, an intelligent person knows general signs, a general understanding of how different what we know about the materials, about energy, about animals. He doesn't know particular details, but that's not his field. That's not who he is. So we say he's acquainted with it, but it's hard to say he's a chacham in a particular field. Klal Yisrael has the ability of his chalkos. That's the pshat mishpatim. Mishpat is bein din ledin, to understand the prote adinim, whereas basically umasolam have a more general sense of a klalistic sense of tov and ra and so on. And as everybody knows, the devil's in the details, and that's where the problems are. There's a famous old joke where there was a Goyish kid living next to a Jewish kid, and before the holidays, he came in crying to his father that the Jewish kid insulted the tree. He said, "What happened? What did he say?" He said, "Well, he asked me, what do we do?" He said, "We put up a tree for the holidays, for the holidays." He started asking me, "Well, what happens if you don't have a pine tree? Can another tree also work? And what exactly is considered a pine tree? How far does that extend? Is there a height limit? How many branches have to be there?" And so on. And he said these, he made fun, but it's a cute little story about the difference between a Jewish mindset and a Goyish mindset. When you're talking about general things, for instance, if somebody's patriotic, will hang out a flag for the 4th of July, it's very nice. But to start a chakira, what is a flag if you made up? How big does it have to be? What happens if it's the color? Is this red, that, the other red? You think the person is kind of either playing a joke on you or he's crazy. But a scientist, Lamashal, when somebody's trying to make some material and he's asking, so is it 1.1 gram or 1.2 gram? You don't think he's pulling your leg because he's dealing with a real metzias. And real metzias is sharp down to the last dot. Of the maimaze is boilacha ki afim nosel avram amila. But yagyur anosha ledasa bidabek anosha. So the mitzvahs they got were protesting mitzvahs. So Klal Yisrael, the musig Klal Yisrael is a klal. It's not a prat. It's a musig to which different particles are shayach to. So they can accept klal so klal Yisrael as a klal is a klal, it's everlasting, it's above chet, etc., etc. The eich yanitun aseda tmidash ein shinoloi Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov as such were tremendous tzaddikim and big people, but they were individuals. Ki b'mashim pratim v'prat yesh shinoi. So every prat, l'moshel ki kasha meis Avram, ain't kan Avram. The Gemara says about a chatas siba kaimolon that a siba doesn't die. It's like lahavdol corporation. It is bigger than any of the parts and pieces. Klal Yisrael is a bigger entity. Kasha meis Avram, ain't kan Avram. Hayitzach hayakod. Ein roilem darke Hashemesh ha'ishach ben shiru klal. So to say that the chalois of Torah, which is darke Hashem be'etzim ishach ben, can't be. Ki it has itself that characteristic of being klolistic. The name was 60 Shemispa Klali. He speaks about it about six, about threes. He's Meyer there. That itself is really the description of Torah's Nitzchias. So he says the musig of Torah being forever. Let's give a mashal. If I will ask a question, how long will this table last? So you'll make a cheshbon, what wood it's made out of, or what plastic it's made out of. That is said, how long that plastic typically lasts, what forces act in it, and I will come up with a number. There's nothing in this world that's not last forever. If I ask, how long will the angles of a triangle add up to 180 degrees? That's an absurd question. I'm describing the Metzias. I'm not describing any particular triangle. Every particular triangle will disintegrate and not have angles and not have sides and not have anything. But the Klal Shaboy is part of the essence of the Bria. So therefore, any Torah belongs in that category, and therefore it could not be applied to Yechidim, no matter how big, no matter how great. And that's why Torah itself, if we say that Torah comes to an end at a certain point, then Torah is just a particular whim. If I declare, if the king makes a strong, strong, strong law that all tables have to be painted brown, it will last, it will stop at some point. Whether the king lives for 100 years or for 50 years, whether his kid decides to keep the law going. But at the end of the day, it by its nature, it's a mikra. It's not essential. It's incidental to a table. Masha'in came, you know, how long will fundamentals last? The etzem, because that's its essence. So Torah's nitzchias is not a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever, and he doesn't change his mind. So therefore, it's going to be exactly that. No, it's much deeper than that. It's the pshat is that Torah defines a certain mitzias, and that's the mitzias of mitzias. That mitzias is by definition mitzias. Okay, any questions?
It's not about the fact that Torah is meshubah to Klal Yisrael being there to be mekayim it, but it is a problem if it would be meshubah to Avraham, Yitzchak, or Yaakov. What's the difference between it being meshubah?
Torah would be seen as shayach to Avraham, Yitzchak. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's acceptance of Torah makes it part of the world. So Torah is a protistic and mahalach. It's not given. So let's take an example. Kedavah Shebekdusha is given to a klal. It's not given to a yachid. A yachidim don't have that metzias. They don't have Kedavah Shebekdusha. Torah, if it was given to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, means that it applies to a yachid who's very, 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 very chashev. But that's not true. Torah's metzias does not apply to the world of pratim. It applies to the world of klalim.
And how does it fit for why Avram was given and Yaakov was given certain mitzvahs? Maral as
those mitzvahs in particular apply to them as a prat. That was what he was. That was the difference between said before. He gave everybody a slice of meat, and his own son. He gave him the entire table. So Avram and Yaakov Madrega, where there are certain mitzvahs, they connected that particular mitzvah, but that's not mufka. From a prat, it still remains a prat. Okay, good vach. Next week, Bez Hashem should be okay. I believe we'll be fine. Okay, I'm sorry. There'll be once in a while. I hope from now till listen, Bez Hashem, we can stay on course. Okay, good.
Can I just inform a question?
Yeah.
But what he said in the beginning, there's a chazal that if someone's a bal gaiva, then we say yitush kadma.
Yeah.
The way he's explaining the fact that he comes last is there's only a mile on that. It shows that he's the tachlis, that everything is for him.
So let's understand it. There is the difference between a balgaiva and an anav is, do I see everything through the perspective of self or the other? Adam is the tachlis in the bria, means that he's the tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. Adam mitzar atzmoi is last on the bandwagon. You mitzar atzmocha don't have the chshivas because it took everybody else a long time to develop that. Let's give an example. Let's say you have an economy that's very, very basic. So everybody basically works at just baking bread and doing the most, you know, taking care of the most bare bone needs. As the society becomes sophisticated, it develops more and more, and finally gets somebody who conducts a symphony orchestra. Mitzad, if we ask ourselves who's most essential, who's more important, okay, baking the bread is more important because without him, there's no bria. Without Adam, take Adam off, you have everybody else. Mosquitoes and cockroaches do a lot better than Adam. But if you say that there's a tachas to the bria, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria for his purpose, his needs, then you're the top. Then you're on top. So now the question is, what's your attitude? If your attitude is, my tachlis is Eved Hashem, then you're on top of the heap. But if you say to yourself, I am better than everybody else, they'll tell you there were cockroaches long before people and there will be long after people. You know, al derech hateva. That's the difference. The difference between a balgaiva means I'm trying to see the tachlis mitzad atzmi versus a person of the opposite of balgaiva sees himself as kulo manifesting someone else's tachlis, his mayushlam's tachlis. It's just like, let's take an example. If I hire this teacher to teach, let's say we have this, let's go back to the prince. So I hire this teacher to teach my little prince. So if the teacher is dedicated to teaching my child, then there's nothing that he'll be lacking. I'll give him everything. But if the teacher decides that, you know, since he's the big man in town, he's going to use my child to help him further his aims, he wants to open yeshiva, he wants to, whatever it is, I don't know, whatever it is, then he's going. Then I'm going to tell him, you know, you're the last man on. I mean, you know, you're there for the child and not the other way around. So depending if Adam realizes who he is and is it about him or is it about what he's here for, that's where you have that difference. Okay. Good.